Oh yeah, I'll compliment him. We were good together. We were a good tandem because we complimented each other. You know, at times, you know, I would go in and I would be a power back, and he was the elusive back. And then at times, he was a power back, and I was the elusive back. You know, just throwing that at defenses, it kind of helped us in both ways to, you know, open up our run game. I actually watch a lot of NFL backs. You know, I try to pat my game off of those guys, you know, because, you know, they got there for a reason. Those guys are really great guys that have done some really good things in a college level and NFL level. And the way I look at it, I just try to, you know, find out, you know, what moves they're good at. Like if someone has a good spin move or a good stiff arm, or just try to learn their favorite move and just kind of add that to my game so I can be the most complete back as possible. I had my mind made up, you know, after doing the home visit, after, you know, flying, taking my recruiting visit. It was just because mostly a, you know, personal relationship we grew, and that's why I followed him to Arkansas. I had my mind made up that I was going to go to Wisconsin, and after he decided to leave, you know, I was like, you know, what do I do? Do I stay here? Like, he was a big part in why I wanted to go there. You know, I believed everything he said. You know, he told me how it was and how I'd be treated, and that, you know, I could play right away if I came and got my stuff together and just did what I was supposed to do. And, you know, I really believed every word he was saying, and that's why I decided to follow him to Arkansas. Oh, most definitely. I honestly feel like, you know, I'm the best running back in the draft, and it's just more of a confidence, you know. I don't like to, you know, settle with, you know, being mediocre or settling that other running backs are better than me, and I feel like I can compete with the best.